All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
John, the Lions are 1-1, and there's been some angst at the fact that they haven't played crisp offensively through two games, and that's supposed to be the calling card of this football team. I think it's noteworthy, though, as we look at this division, their odds of winning it have actually
increased.
If you look at their odds preseason compared to their odds this morning, the Lions are bigger favorites to win the North after those 2 weeks where they weren't clicking offensively. Does that make sense to you? Are you more confident that this team wins the North?
Well, yeah. And so part of this goes back to some of the things that we covered in the touchdown, Thursday touchdown, where do I trust Sam Darnold to be a franchise quarterback? Not through 17 games. And then I look at opponents, and you could say, okay, yeah, he beat San Francisco. San Francisco did not play a good game. They're down two of their stars, so they lost one of them, one more in that game in Deebo Samuel. So I'm just trying to figure out, and this is the issue that I ran into yesterday when I was trying to put together my power surge of who should be in the top six, because Minnesota is 2-0, and they have a win over a team that played in the Super Bowl last year, the San Francisco 49ers, who I believe is a really good team and will be contending again. I don't believe Minnesota will be contending ultimately. I think they are walking a very thin line of health and injury. Justin Jefferson now has a quad injury. How much will it affect him? I think he's going to play. Jordan Addison has an injury. And you go right down the list of different injuries that they have. They got injuries in the backfield. So that's where I just don't think anybody trusts what they're seeing from Minnesota. Green Bay, we've already seen the injury. They're 1-1. And Green Bay concerns me more than they actually did at the beginning of the season, because they went out, even though it was the Colts, and got a win with Malik Willis, who I don't believe is even a decent backup. He's proved otherwise in regards to that, coming in and getting a win. But he's only there 3 weeks. And that's where, and I always wanted to judge their coach, Matt LaFleur, on how good he is without Aaron Rodgers. And we saw at the end of the year last year with Jordan Love and very young, not top-end receivers, be damn good in how he puts together a game plan. And then to put together a game plan that Malik Willis goes out and executes after he's been there for 3 weeks, damn. And Chicago, I think we can all enjoy. Just take a moment and enjoy what's going on in Chicago.
Yeah, like they have the same record as Detroit, but it does not feel that way.
No, they shouldn't have. I mean, if Will Levis doesn't hand them the win, they don't get a win.
And we talked a lot about this in the run-up to the season. We weren't buying this Bears stuff. This is a great situation for Caleb to be drafted into.
Not wrong with those weapons. But what did I say at the beginning of the year? Offensive line, but you're still coached by Matt Eberflus.
Right. I thought while it was a better situation than most number one picks have been drafted into, it's not like it was a ready-made contending roster. And the offensive line has not been very good. Caleb Williams is going through predictable rookie issues. So everybody that wanted to put the cart before the horse with the Bears, they may be a threat in 25 or 26. They are not a 2024 NFC North threat. And while the Vikings are 2-0, I'm not ready to call them a threat either. Right. And with Green Bay, I respect LaFleur, but I don't know that it's wise for Love to come back this soon. It's possible he could be back as soon as this week. John, I think you get the one Malik Willis game. If he has to be the starter for a month, couple weeks even, I don't think they're going to fare very well. So, again, this is the Lions division to lose. They're the kings of the North. They have the best roster in this division. Their defense looks much improved, and the offense is going to they're going to hit their stride. Like, it's not a question to me. It's just a matter of when it clicks.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Even if the Green Bay Packers get their quarterback back this week, they're hosting the Houston Texans, who I think is greater than the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I'm actually looking at Minnesota's schedule.
Let's say Minnesota's got Houston.
Yes, Minnesota has Houston. So I think we get a reality check there as well. But yep. Green Bay, sorry, going to, they could continue to look hot because they're playing at Tennessee.
Yeah,
and then they've got the Vikings. They got a division opponent. Do the Rams in Week 5? Do they find a way to get right, get healthy by that point? I mean, there's a lot of question marks. I know they're 0-2 as well. So the start of their season is on the easier side of things.
Who's your biggest threat right now in the North? Green Bay?
Oh, I still think it's Green Bay, yeah.
Okay. Me too. But the Love thing, I think, has put some of the fear factor on hold, right? If Love was healthy and he was looking good and he was clicking and the Lions offense was sputtering, you go, all right, I got to keep an eye on my rearview mirror. I'm not even at the rearview mirror stage in this division right now.
So they beat the Colts by scoring 16 points.
Yeah, they ran the ball really well.
And the Colts offense is horrific.
Yeah, they spotted them three turnovers.
Is all right, but that's fine. You play against Tennessee. Now the question is, Will Levis? I mean, through 2 weeks, there might not be two worse turnovers by a quarterback or by a team than what we've seen from Will Levis. And hopefully, I mean, per his words, hopefully he is able to rewire his brain to be able to not try and be Superman. You eat the banana rind, you put mayo in your coffee, this is what you get.
Something's wrong in the brain.
Something's wrong, yeah.
Well, it's good news for the Lions. They'll also play Will Levis this season. So everybody's going to get spotted a free, you know, touchdown, turnover, whatever from Will Levis.
But if he can just play sound football, they're playing at home against the Green Bay Packers. If he can just simply play sound football, he's going to make mistakes. I'm not going to even say mistake-free, but avoid the catastrophic mistake. I think they beat Green Bay.
248-539-9797. Some of the ticket techs pouring in on both the Lions and the Tigers. Lions are a huge story as well as the Tigers. Ticket texters say, in regards to the Bears, you guys are ridiculous. They had a chance for a game-winning drive against the Texans. It takes time. Worry about your own team, Kevin, in Chicago.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Have a great day. Enjoy your season.
Says the defense has the potential to be elite. Seems like they will be elite. The offense will get it together, but it's going to take time.
But that's where I struggle. Why should it take time? It shouldn't for the Lions. That's the frustration about that loss. There have been big changes defensively. The secondary revamped. You got two rookies back there. You've got a second-year player. You bring in a guy and two guys in free agency, one through a trade, one through free agency. And I look at it and say, the offense of any of the three phases of football should have been the one that hit the ground running.
Yeah. Texter says, way to downplay the division, guys. If anything, the Lions are the team that doesn't look like a contender. When's the last time Detroit went to Arizona and got a win? Signed, Aaron.
What, the last time there was a tie? Or no, a couple times ago? Wasn't that the Matthew Stafford trust me game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have they played in Arizona more recently? I feel like they have played
in Arizona
more recently. I think they
have. I know Arizona came here 2 years ago when they just fell short of the playoffs. The first of three bad things.
The Lions won in Arizona in 2020.
I'm annoying, Tom.
So it's not like it's been, you know, forever. No. Ticket Texter says, you guys missed the point with the Applebee's ad. If the head coach is getting what he can, everyone else is too. The Lions offseason was what Super Bowl champions do, and the margins in the NFL are too thin to not be dialed in at all times. They'll go 10-7, Steve and Clarkson.
I hate that argument. I absolutely hate it.
I don't think there's any merit to it either.
No.
How long do you think it took him to cut a couple commercials? Like an afternoon? I mean, come on. If they didn't miss out on any Super Bowl prep because he's doing an Applebee's commercial.
Does he take away time from his family vacation to do the Super Bowl or to do the ad versus taking away time to prepare for week 16 in May?
Everybody's entitled to their opinion. This little narrative that's being written by some fans out there is just a joke. It doesn't matter if you're cutting commercials. They do these things so long ago to air for the football season. You don't think, I mean, like the first time I saw the Applebee's one was Sunday Night Football. I'm pretty sure that's when it debuted. Why? Sunday Night Football is brought to you the pregame by Applebee's.
Makes sense.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.